This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me as always is Ashley Bean Thornton, ABT, to take a look at events happening in Waco. Hey, Ashley.
Hello, Carlos.
So tonight, Friday the 13th, it's a pretty eclectic event, a Bolted and Brine Festival. They're going to have a mix of music, fashion, a jeweler and some dancing, and food and drink in the Wheelhouse space in downtown on 324 South 6th Street. And it's going to be $5, and it's going to be from 7 to 10 tonight. So pretty cool event.
Yeah, sounds really interesting. And then there's a couple other musical things going on in town, but one really fun one that is also kicking off at 7 o'clock, this is at the Hippodrome, is The Real Deal with Reverend Horton Heat and Dale Watson.
Little Texas song.
I know. Yeah. So if you like Texas music, you will not want to miss this because it's going to be Texcellent.
Oh, get that
it?
Was good.
Get it? That's $10 to $15 at the Hippodrome starting at 7 o'clock.
And another music event over at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Waco, it's their Waldo's Coffee House. So they're going to have some snacks and the musicians, Christian Albert and Chris Gage. They're like this folk rock French bluegrass mixed music. It's kind of a whole lot of different things. So they'll be playing a suggested donation of $13, and that's from 8 to 10 tonight.
Sounds like fun. And then on Saturday, if you have been laying in wait for the opportunity to get a good deal on some of the things that you see at Magnolia at the silos,
yeah,
this is your opportunity because they are having a Magnolia warehouse sale with steep discounts on all kinds of home decor and furniture and rugs and all that kind of thing. But it's going to be at the Extraco Event Center. And it starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday, and it's first come, first serve. So get there early for the best deals. And then also on Saturday, from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock, is a program. It's called the RED program that they offer a couple times a year at Baylor Scott and White Hillcrest. It's basically a free course for teen students, new drivers, and their parents to come and learn about driver safety, things like no texting and driving, no drinking and driving, yeah, always buckle up, all those kind of basics. So if you have a teenager who's kind of entering into that terrifying time of learning how to drive, this is a program for teenagers, a safety driver safety program. It's from 9 to 2 at Baylor Scott & White, and it's free.
And rounding out our Saturday, for some of the kids or just Minecraft enthusiasts in your life, the Central Library is hosting a Minecraft Club, and that'll be from 3 in the afternoon to 4, and it's a free event. And then later on Saturday night is Nuestra Voz open mic. And so it's an open mic, and they're just inviting artists of all ages, levels, styles, languages, genres to share some songs, stories, or poems or spoken word. And that'll be at Rufi's Cocina. And it's a free event, and that starts at 6:45 to 8:45. And also on Saturday night, performing at the Waco Hippodrome Theater is Austin Alsup. So if you're a fan of The Voice, he was a contestant on that show, and now he'll be performing here in Waco. Doors are at 6:15. The performance costs $15. And again, that's at the Waco Hippodrome.
Sounds fun. And then on Sunday, I think this is a fascinating event. It's called Circle the Cities with Love. And the idea is just a nonpartisan, non-religious, non-issue-based gathering where people just come together and kind of meditate and have 30 minutes of silence, just kind of thinking about our world and how we can live together peacefully. So this is taking place all around the globe with thousands of people all around the globe are participating. And we've got a group that's getting this together here in Waco. So it's going to be at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday at Indian Spring Park.
And also on Sunday, it's the Singing in the Rain 65th anniversary. So the Regal Jewel Theater out on Woodway Drive is going to be they're going to be showing the film. So if you're a fan of the movie or you just want to kind of relive it and see it on the big screen, now's your opportunity. There's two times on Sunday, 2 in the afternoon and 7 at night, and they'll have an additional performance later on in the week on Wednesday. So if you want to kind of relive the magic of Singing in the Rain, this is the perfect opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm. And then also Sunday, it turns out, is World Religion Day. And every year on World Religion Day, the Greater Waco Interfaith Conference hosts a dialogue. And they'll have people from Waco who are members of all different kinds of religions, Jainism, Hindu, Judaism, Buddhism, Islam, Unitarian Universalists, Baha'i, of course, Christian. And they host a dialogue, and this year's dialogue is going to be about different denominations and different groups within religions, and it's just a chance to exchange information, learn, receive understanding from others who maybe worship a little bit differently from you, and get to know each other better. So that'll be at 3 o'clock at the Texas Life Annex, which is at 1000 Washington Avenue, and of course it's free.
And on Monday, getting our look at the week ahead, Monday is, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So there's going to be a bunch of events to commemorate that, one of which is the 21st annual MLK Peace March. And they're going to have just a community event, you know, some music. And they're going to also ask to bring a canned good to be entered into a raffle drawing. And it's just a time to kind of come together. It's a free event, and lunch will be served after the program at the Bledsoe Miller Center. And they're going to start at Indian Spring Park. And this is from 9 in the morning to noon.
Sounds great. And then there, in the last few years, Martin Luther King Day has come to be thought of as a day of service. Mm-hmm. And so there are a couple of organizations in town that have put together service opportunities. Mission Waco is having an MLK Day program and day of service. Their program is going to be Dr. Bob Darden will be talking about, he does a lot of work with black gospel music, and he will be doing a presentation on protest spirituals and freedom songs from the Civil War through Black Lives Matter. Then there will be a soul food lunch there at the Jubilee Theater Gospel Cafe, and a racial reconciliation dialogue where adults and youth will have an opportunity to meet separately. And then in the afternoon from 1:15 to 3:30, everybody will go out into the community and do community service projects. So that is all taking place at Mission Waco's organizing that, and everybody's going to meet together at the Jubilee Theater, which is over on the corner of 15th Street and Colcord, near the corner of 15th Street and Colcord. And then also the Urban Gardening Coalition also organizes a day of service every day on Martin Luther King Day, which is focused on, as you might expect, urban gardening. And so you can go to the Heart of Texas Urban Gardening Facebook page and see a whole list of different gardens in town where you can volunteer. The folks from Baylor Campus Kitchen are going to provide lunch. And so that goes pretty much from 11 o'clock till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of opportunities all around town to serve on Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, and one of the newer traditions events in town on MLK Day, it's the MLK Trail Ride. This is going to be the second annual one, and it's sponsored by the Waco Trail Riding Club. So, you know, you're riding their horses out and about, and they're going to start at 201 Elm Street, and this is going to be 1 in the afternoon to 3. And then later on in the evening, it's the 30th annual MLK Candlelight Vigil. They're going to have a keynote speaker. It'll be Frank Jackson, who's the current Assistant Vice Chancellor for Governmental Relations with the Texas A&M University System. They're also going to have some choir music and just some different performances. This is going to start at 6 in the evening and go until 8, and this will happen at the MLK Junior Park, which is across from the suspension bridge from Indian Spring Park.
All right. And then Tuesday, one of the most fun things we have going on in town is Squish Scribble Splat. Yes. It's an art class for toddlers. It takes place on Tuesday mornings from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Art Center of Waco. It costs $10 for the art materials. And you and your little one can go and enjoy squishing, scribbling, and splatting. So take advantage of that.
And also on Tuesday, the Centex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is going to have a membership lunch where their guest will be Cynthia Garcia, who's the City of Waco Assistant City Manager. And she'll be talking about new building projects and growth opportunities that the city is planning in the new year. That's going to be from noon to 1. And that's, of course, at the Centex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce here on LaSalle.
And then if you're not familiar with the ARC of McLennan County, they're a really important organization here in town that is dedicated to expanding opportunities and care and support for people and families who are impacted by intellectual and developmental disabilities. And they are having on Tuesday evening a self-advocate meeting. They meet monthly on the third Tuesday of every month, and they have about 50 adults who come and learn life skills and how to advocate for themselves in daily life. So if your family or somebody you know would be interested in that kind of a self-advocacy meeting, it starts at 6 o'clock, and it is at the ARC, which is located at 1300 Austin Avenue.
And Tuesday night, the Central Texas Astronomical Society is having their kickoff meeting of 2017. So if you've ever been interested in kind of getting into astronomy and the stars and constellations, this is where you want to be at. It's going to be at Uncle Dan's Barbecue on Lake Air Drive. And that's from 6:30 to 8:30 on Tuesday night.
And on Wednesday, the 18th, the Heart of Texas Urban Gardening Coalition is going to be hosting a book discussion at the Central Library, which is over on Austin Avenue, and they're going to be discussing the book The Good Food Revolution by Will Allen, which is our One Book, One Waco selection for this year. It's a book about how Will Allen, through urban gardening and setting up some gardens in his neighborhood, really helped to revolutionize a whole community. And so it has a lot of application to some of the work that the Urban Gardening Coalition is doing right here in Waco. So that's going to be a lunchtime discussion at the Central Library.
And also on Wednesday, the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce is hosting an event, Pino, Pizza, and Policy. When they're inviting Stephanie Rubin, who's the CEO of Texans Care for Children, for a report on the implementation of HB4, which, of course, was Governor Abbott's early pre-K initiative during the last legislative session. So she's going to talk a bit about that, the importance of that, and kind of a sneak peek at how that'll fare in this new legislative session. The presentation starts at 5:15 and it continues until 7, and this will be at the Chamber of Commerce on 101 South 3rd Street.
Yeah, and then a couple of kind of learning support opportunities on Wednesday. The City of Waco Parks and Recreation Department is working with Baylor Scott & White to host a diabetes prevention and management program. It's going to be 4 different sessions, and the first one starts Wednesday the 18th. It'll be from 6 to 7 p.m. People will meet at the South Waco Community Center to just kind of learn about diabetes, how to prevent it, what kinds of things you can do as far as what you eat and your physical activities that can help prevent and manage diabetes, which is getting to be quite an epidemic, unfortunately, in our society. And then another group in town that is doing some really important work is a group called Cradled. They offer support groups for families who have experienced or are experiencing the loss of a baby through miscarriage, stillbirth, early infant loss, or infertility. They are starting a 6-week support group that will meet consecutively each week at 6:30 p.m. at Day Spring Baptist Church. Child care is available upon request. So just send them a note to RSVP and tell them you're coming. And that is 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Day Spring Baptist Church. And the name of the group is Cradled, if you want to Google it.
And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, the Susan G. Komen Foundation is having a fundraiser with Charming Charlie, which is kind of like a store at the Central Texas Marketplace. And the cool thing about this is, customers will have the option of donating a percentage of their purchase to the Komen Foundation at no additional cost to the customer. And that's going to be pretty much all day at Charming Charlie on Thursday at the Central Texas Marketplace.
Hmm. that's great. And then at the Art Center of Waco on Thursday, they are kicking off a new exhibit. They are going to be showcasing Joel Edwards, who is their artist in resident. His primary interest is the effects of light on a subject. So his pieces are always striving to convey a sense of mood. And you'll get to learn all about that at the opening reception, which is going to be at 5:30 at the Art Center of Waco over on MCC campus.
And also on Thursday, if you're in the search for some music therapy, you can go and play along with the Waco Ukulele Orchestra. It's a casual event. You don't really have to have any experience. They have loaner ukuleles that you can borrow. It's on a first-come, first-served basis, though. So you can just kind of enjoy it and jam out. That's going to be from 6:30 in the evening to 8, and this will be at Cotton Patch Sound Design, which is at 2426 Columbus Avenue.
My dog has fleas. If you're interested in a different kind of musical experience from the ukulele orchestra, Baylor is welcoming to Waco world-renowned Swedish pianist Helg Antoni, who is going to present a guest recital called Romantissimo. And it's going to involve quite a lot of Chopin and Grieg. So if those are some of your favorite composers, you can have an opportunity to hear them, to hear an excellent performance, I'm sure, at 7:30 at Roxy Grove Hall, which is on Baylor campus. If you're familiar with Waco Hall, Roxy Grove is attached kind of to the side of Waco Hall. So that's happening at 7:30 on Thursday.
A lot to do.
Yes.
Well, thank you as always, Ashley, and we'll see you next time.
See you later, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.